This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. If you've been listening to me for a while, you know I've been having a few peccadilloes here and there with the various social media platforms that I am involved in, and I don't know about this stuff, so I had to reach out to somebody to find out about this stuff. And he's been here with us before, joining us again from, and you know, I concentrate so much on what he's done in the past, I forget what he's doing now. But joining us again is John Stokes. John, tell us what you do today, because you show up at SHOT Show, you go out there on Media Day and do all this other stuff. In what capacity do you do the gun stuff that you do?
Well, first off, can you guys hear me okay?
Five by five. Okay. You are five
by
five.
So I'm a contributing editor to the firearm blog. I'm the founding editor of AllOutdoor.com. And my latest project is Open Source Defense, which is a sort of it's kind of been soft launched at opensourcedefense.org, but it's kind of a grassroots collective, like a pro gun rights thing that we're doing, and it's digital native, and we're trying to do a kind of post culture war, post partisanship gun rights thing. So
right.
we kind of feel like there are a lot of other gun rights organizations that are, they're really on one side of the culture war or another, and gun rights have become a culture war issue. And, you know, we think gun rights are human rights, so it doesn't really matter, where you fall on a lot of these sort of big questions that we're all dealing with in society. If you can agree to be pro-gun rights, then, there should be kind of something there for you. So.
Right. Now, prior to this, of course, you were involved. You started Ars Technica, which is a big tech website. What were the other sites you were involved with?
Ars Technica is the biggest. I was an editor at Wired for a bit after that, briefly. But those are the two main in the tech world. I also contribute sometimes to TechCrunch, and I've done other work in the past, in tech media, but. Maximum PC back in the Stone Age and things of that nature.
I used to remember when all the PC magazines would come out. We were always waiting and waiting for the latest Maximum PC to come out, and PC World and Byte Magazine and all that other stuff. I loved the early days of the computer revolution because it was so big.
Yeah, those were good times. I kind of miss that sometimes. But, it's funny because the gun industry still has that kind of small, geeky feeling that the PC business had, in the late 90s.
Now, yesterday, John and I had an extensive conversation about social media. And just to set this up, because John and I talked about this extensively, today, John, I decided to just boost my show page, and I changed my description from All Things Firearm to All Things Freedom, right? And all it is a picture of me and Ted Nugent sitting there, no guns showing or anything else, and I hit boost on this. I'm just trying to get likes for the Facebook page, right? I hit boost on this, and I get this message back saying that I'm promoting the sale of guns and ammunition, and I'm going to presume that something in the algorithm has identified me as being a gun guy. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's totally fair. I mean, there's probably it's unlikely that a human would have done that initially. I mean, the way that these things work is there's an algorithm, there are certain signals they look for, and it'll flag you initially, And then sometimes that gets escalated to a human who will then go and review it. And it's interesting because, you know, this actually just occurred to me. I should write about this. Back when I first started covering government mass surveillance, there were these programs called Carnivore and Top Sail, and they had these different kind of crazy code names, and they would kind of jump around in different parts of the executive branch. So it would pop up as an FBI program, and then it would get shut down by Congress, and then it would pop up in, you know, in the DOD, and it would get shut down. And so there were these different mass surveillance programs, and a lot of them were involved in, like, collecting phone conversations and stuff. There was a, I don't know if you remember reading any coverage of this, you know, probably 15, 20 years ago, but AT&T was found to have installed backdoors in their network. And so the way that the surveillance programs worked is they had an algorithm that searched for signals for keywords that they thought related to terror. And they would trigger, and then they would record that conversation, and then would get elevated up, you know, up to, until an actual human analyst listened to it. And it's kind of fascinating that, like, that's our commercial life now. You know, that's trying to sell things or speak on the internet. It kind of works on that same dynamic where there's an algorithm that makes a first pass at seeing what it is you're talking about and trying to understand what you're trying to communicate. And it's crude, and then it flags you for some kind of human interpretation later, you know, by some small secret team of moderators. It's going to decide if you can or cannot do that thing.
Right. I actually, let's see. I believe that I actually got to hear from a girl named Crystal, which I sort of think that wasn't a human anyway. I think Crystal was actually automated as well, because Crystal kept repeating the same thing that the automated message kept repeating, which was, your ad promotes the sale of guns, ammunition, BB guns, all this other stuff. And my last thing that I sent them was that, sorry to have to tell you this, Facebook, and I sort of expected you to turn this one down, but guns and ammunition are legal in the U.S. If I could figure out how to do it, I would set up another page and try to sell marijuana on it, see where that went.
Just yeah, you know, they, it's funny, the thing is that the legality of it doesn't matter to these platforms. And it doesn't matter not just for political correctness reasons, but it doesn't matter for commercial reasons. You know, they feel like these items are dangerous. And, if someone, and there's a certain rationality to that. So I'll give you an example. So I'm actually working on a book about preparedness. And you and I had talked about this. You and I had talked about this briefly the other day, but I'm working on an ebook about long-term disaster preparedness. And one of the things that occurred to me is I thought, man, you know, I need to have my lawyer write a disclaimer for this, because I don't want somebody to read something in this book and then go out and try and do it and make a hash of it and hurt themselves to me. Yeah, which is a real thing that happens, right?
Right.
And I think that this is a similar thing with Facebook. I mean, we have a situation where it is not unheard of for the families of a mass shooting victim to sue ammo makers, and they're encouraged to do this. They're encouraged to sue ammo makers. They're encouraged to sue gun stores. And we have, like, a whole bill in Congress that protects I can't remember the name of it, escapes me, you probably know. Bernie Sanders actually voted for it, called a lot of flack for it, to protect the gun industry from these kind of frivolous suits, you know.
PLCAA.
Yeah. So there's a whole bill, for exactly that. But it doesn't stop these Brady campaign types and Everytown types from finding these victims, and they almost prey on them. They go out there, they find these families of these victims, and they set them up, and they have them sue, and of course, then when they lose, they get stuck with a big legal bill, right?
Right.
So this has happened repeatedly. So if you're running Facebook, or you're running YouTube, or
hold up right there on running Facebook. We'll be right back. We're talking tech, because tech is a pain in my fourth point of contact right now. So we'll be right back. My guest is John Stokes. This is Lock and Load. story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
From the AR-500 Armored Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to John Stokes, tech expert, gun guy, firearm blog. He does it all. That's so you're sort of like a Renaissance guy, John.
I kind of am.
Yeah. Sort of like a Renaissance guy. Now, I asked this question, and now more than ever, I'm just wondering about it. But, I mean, like, for example, with me, with my page, Lock and Load Radio, my Facebook page, Lock and Load Radio. Are they, do they see these gun pictures that are on my page? And is that what is, they're saying it's about the landing page in one of their replies to me. So I sent a question. Is a picture depicting a gun indicative of me selling guns? Is that what you, is that the conclusion you're coming to? And then I just got, kept getting the same thing, and now I'm just deleting the promotions and just, you know, hanging that one up. Will I ever, if I were to go into this page and delete everything except the header, am I always going to be denied? Has that algorithm identified me?
I think that's entirely possible. I mean, look, you know, you're going to have gun content on the page. It's going to be in the comments. It's going to be in a lot of the text that they have access to. And they're going to take all that stuff into account when the algorithm tries to detect. I think the root of the problem isn't you trying to game the algorithm or tweak your page so that you avoid this kind of automatic detection. The root of the problem is that these platforms are scared that they're going to be sued if somebody buys a gun from them and shoots up a school. Because you know that would happen, right? You know, if there was a workplace shooting or a school shooting and somebody had bought their gun off of Facebook, there would be a lawsuit. And it would be national attention and so on and so forth. And so this is the kind of thing they want to avoid.
But I guess I live in a world of logic. I try to let myself be ruled by logic, although sometimes my anger takes over. And is it logical? I mean, don't they already have enough stuff in place to where if somebody did buy a gun on Facebook, that, you know, there's enough. Don't they already have enough policies and everything in place where if they were sued over this, they could say, we can't police everything all the time? Because, you know, that's obvious with Facebook. How many data breaches have they had? I mean, they can barely take care of what they're doing.
Sure. They would get sued and they would win. The point is the lawsuit and the damage that it causes. Like, pardon me, when the Everytown folks put this one poor family up to suing, some of the gun makers over a school shooting, I mean, they lost. It was a frivolous lawsuit and they lost.
Right.
And you have to know that some of the lawyers on the activist side knew that this was going nowhere, that they weren't going to win this suit. You know, but the point was to just try and to do damage. And we have a situation where, I mean, look at this Russia stuff, you know. So somebody just bought, just today in my feed, I saw a story, somebody that sort of might possibly have once dated a Russian bought $11,000 worth of ads on Facebook to, you know, related to the campaign and has pages and such as this. And this is like a big news story, you know, and they're going and they're testifying in Congress over stuff like this. And they haven't done anything illegal, but it's still been incredibly damaging for the company to the point where just the blowback from this perfectly legal activity, which was foreigners supposedly buying ads on Facebook to get people to do things. I mean, that's what ads are. Ads are behavior modification. And
right.
You know, Facebook doesn't, they don't care whether it's an ad for vote for this person or if it's an ad for buy this product. You know, so this was like sort of legal political activity. It was carried out on the platform and they got called to account for it in Congress and they just had the single biggest one day wipeout of stock valuation in the history of the public markets, from what I understand. I don't think anybody's ever lost more money in one day than what Facebook lost the other day. And it was because their earnings were depressed because it cost them to have to go out and to aggressively try and stop this stuff.
Right.
So there's the core. a court of public opinion. And in the court of public opinion, Facebook is not doing very well. So the last thing that they're going to want, I mean, I realize I sound like I'm defending them. I'm not. You know, I mean, I think Facebook is kind of the evil empire. But I guess what I want to say is that I resist the urge to say, well, there's a politically correct agenda at work that's doing this. I mean, there's a capitalist agenda at work at Facebook, and there's a politically correct agenda at work out there in the world that looks at a capitalist entity like Facebook and says, if somebody buys a gun on your platform, we are going to try and ruin you. You know, and so Facebook, being a capitalist entity, says, well, then we should just make extra sure that nobody ever could possibly, you know, get even close to arranging a gun transaction on our platform. And some of the ways that they do this, they don't care about false positives. They care about false negatives. So it's better for them to shut down a million instances a month of legit legal gun speech like yours than to have one transaction where somebody buys a gun on that platform illegally and goes out and does something heinous with it, you know? That's just the logic at work here. And it's kind of in a state of life. I feel like if I was in their shoes, I would probably think the same thing. I would think, man, you know, okay, so I shut down millions of instances a month of legitimate speech. But as long as nobody bought a gun and went on a rampage on this site, I'm winning.
I guess I can see their point to the degree if they're insane and that's the way they're thinking. Because along with them shutting down political speech, they're shutting down revenue streams. Coming to them, they're shutting down the revenue stream that I'm willing to start to them for X amount of time. So I'm sure that what, you know, I was looking to do is probably would probably be considered small potatoes, but at the same time, I'm just sitting back and going, I don't know, you're not taking my money. Don't you sort of need that after that $100 billion loss? We're coming up on the next break. The Firearm Blog is where you can find some of the stuff that John does. Is it TFB?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we call it TFB quite often, but it's thefirearmblog.com.
There you go. That's what I needed you to say. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear, segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News.
The court-ordered deadline to reunite all eligible families that were separated at the U.S.-Mexico border has come and gone. Still, though, some children are separated from their parents. Homeland Security Secretary Kirsten Nelson explains why.
We want to protect the children. So the reason that that number is remaining is either because we had no way to prove that the adult that they arrived with is a parent or guardian, and we continue to work with consulates and others to get information to understand if they are. But also some of these adults, unfortunately, are hardened criminals. And we're not going to place children at the hands of those who have already been convicted in some cases of kidnapping, of child abuse, of smuggling and trafficking.
President Trump asked his chief of staff, John Kelly, to stay on through the 2020 election, and the president is in Tampa, Florida, for a Make America Great Again rally. That rally set to begin just after 7 o'clock tonight. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking to John Stokes. He is with the Firearm Blog. He is a tech specialist, a social media specialist. He's been sort of giving me some pointers here and there. And, I mean, is social media going to change?
In what sense?
Well, I mean, say with Facebook, this $100 billion loss, how many more of those can they actually afford to have or, you know, expect to be able to take and still function as this company? Are we going to wake up one morning and just be financially, Facebook's going to be gone?
You know, they took a hit, and Twitter took a hit. You know, it's been a little bit rocky for a lot of these tech companies. But the reality is that there are five companies: Apple, Microsoft, Facebook, Google, and I can't think of the other, that are like half of the S&P now. So no, Facebook isn't going to be gone, and it's still an incredibly profitable business.
Right.
I mean, yeah, they took a hit, but they are making money hand over fist. And they could stand to make a lot less money, and it's still be an insanely good company, just from a cash flow perspective, because Facebook ads appear to work. Their revenues per user are high. And you can buy customers, you can buy traffic, you can buy eyeballs and attention and clicks and conversions. You can buy that stuff on Facebook in a way that you can track and in a way where you can directly measure ROI. And you just can't do that on the open web to the same degree. You can't just go buy a bile banner ads on Joe Blow's website and get the detailed demographic information and the detailed performance information that you get from a platform like Facebook.
Right. So there's – so what would you consider to be the main components of social media out there today?
I think really it's mostly Facebook and to a lesser extent Twitter. And, you know, most people aren't on Twitter. There's also some of these messaging apps. Well, there's Instagram and there's Snapchat are really huge. Instagram is especially huge. And of course, Instagram is owned by Facebook. WhatsApp is a messenger, but there's a lot of social media aspects. It's really huge. Over a billion users. It's owned by Facebook. I mean, the top, like five of the top 10 social / messaging apps are actually owned by Facebook. But the substance of it is probably Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter. Twitter has grown quite a bit, especially since the certain president likes to use it. That's been really good for their business. But that's the basics of it. And I think that stuff is probably here with us for the long term. I mean, I've now been on social media for close to a decade, and it's changed and it's brought with it a lot of changes. But I think that the idea of a feed, the idea of following someone and of sharing things, of liking things, that experience, which is common to most of these platforms, there's a feed that you see. You can like the things in the feed. You can post things through the feed. You can follow other people's feed. That is sort of like the spreadsheet or the word processor. You know, these things were invented. And now when you fire up Excel in 2018, it's still recognizably a spreadsheet the same way that VisiCalc was back 30 or 40 years ago, whenever that came out. You know what I'm saying? It's still
right.
That's still what it is. The same thing with a word processor. You can fire up a modern word processor, and you're doing the same things on it that you would have done in one of the very first text editors, terminal-based text editors. So that, I think, is with us for the long haul. I think that in another 20 or 30 years, someone will make posts, people will make posts, and there will be a feed of information, and other people will share them. And we will like them, you know, assuming that hasn't driven us all mad and we haven't all killed each other over it.
Right.
We found a way to cope with it as a society, which is, I think, maybe an open question. Can we cope with it? There's a school of thought that says that social media is a little bit like nuclear power and the atom bomb. Like it may be so much that it's self-destructive. So we'll see how that shakes out on both those questions, I suppose.
Now, so you don't consider – now, what would you consider YouTube to be if it's not social media?
Yeah, I think YouTube is – I mean, there's a social aspect to it for sure. I mean, YouTube,
right.
I guess – I mean, yeah, that's a good question. Is YouTube social media? I mean, yeah, kind of. Yeah, it is. I guess if you're going to say Instagram is, then YouTube is as well.
That's interesting. That's interesting. But I mean, in terms of there's social media that people try to monetize, and then there's social media. Is there any social media that nobody is trying to monetize, or is all of it trying to be monetized?
All of it's monetized through ads. And it's monetized through ads because it's almost like heaven sent, tailor-made for advertising. Because you go, what do you do on Facebook? What do you do on these platforms? You go on there and you give the platform detailed information about yourself. You're telling them everything an advertiser could want to know. Very few people use these platforms by going on them and making up a fake persona and lying.
Right.
Most people go on there and they give away information about their thoughts and their dreams and their likes and their dislikes and things they want to buy and things they don't want to buy. And all these things that people share are actionable. They're actionable for advertisers. So the marriage of advertising and social media, it's it's a match made in you know, either heaven or hell, depending on which side of the coin you fall on.
Right.
And it's an incredibly powerful match. And so, yeah, now all of these are going to be monetized with an ad model because you're just giving too much data away when you go on there. I mean, when I'm on Twitter, or Facebook, I mean, I'm telling these platforms and I'm telling people that monitor these platforms, I'm telling them what I like. I'm telling them what I'm into all the time. I'm telling them if I'm stuck in an airport, I'm talking about being stuck in an airport so they know that I'm traveling. They'll probably be able to know what city I'm going to, you know, if I tweet about it. I'm giving away my location data if I'm using these apps on my phone. And I'm just broadcasting, like, I was in Starbucks when I tweeted this, and I was in this aisle at Target when I tweeted this other thing. And this stuff all goes into the algorithms that target us and that follow us around with ads on the net.
Right.
And it works. You know, that's why when you search for a pair of shoes, those shoes follow you around online all week. Because that works, because enough people will go and buy that thing, that advertisers keep doing it.
I have never thought of that way on the search part of it. Okay. That answers that. Okay. We're going to get into the next part when we come back. Tell everybody where they can find you, John.
You can find me at alloutdoor.com. You can also find me at thefirearmblog.com.
And other stuff coming, but we're not talking about it right now today. My guest is John Stokes. This is Lock and Load.
GCN is hiring information technologists with Linux backgrounds, Cisco routing, database management, web development, with cross-platform flexibility. If you ever wanted to be involved in an exciting career in radio and love developing new delivery platforms, join the fastest-growing network, GCN. Inquire at careers@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Angie's List has collected millions of verified reviews of local home service providers, and now they're free for everyone to read. Angie's List makes it easy for you to find top quality service providers in your area for any type of home project. Search for a great pro in your area, or let Angie's List instantly match you to a few who can do the job. To get the most reviews from real customers, all for free, go to AngiesList.com today.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to John Stokes from the Firearm Blog, in addition to the other stuff that he does. And let me ask you this. Are there any instances of somebody successfully buying a gun on anything in social media and then actually going out and committing a crime with it? Has that ever been documented? I mean, I might be a little surprised if there had not been, but I'm curious.
I'm not aware of anything. I think that there may have been some gun sales on arms lists that resulted in crime, and those guys got sued over that, and I think they came out okay. But as far as actual social media, I'm not aware.
So, is it, am I being unfair if I get out there and I say, well, are they possibly just doing this to be politically correct?
Yeah, I mean, again, I think political correctness plays plays a starring role in this situation, but it plays kind of a once removed role, and that political correctness in the culture, in Hollywood, in a lot of more affluent, like urban areas, creates a pressure on these companies, on these entities that are capitalist and that are profit maximizing. It gives them the impression that if we don't crack down on this, gives them the impression that the cost of ignoring this and not cracking down on it are greater than the cost of cracking down on it. In other words, there's a perception that the cost of cracking down on the gun stuff is real but low. The cost of not cracking down on the gun stuff could be very high in a worst case scenario. And it could be high in terms of loss of investor confidence, activist shareholders dumping your stock because they don't think you're doing enough. I mean, again, we see this stuff playing out in the industry. We see calls to divest gun companies, calls for different funds to sell their shares of outdoor brands that sell firearms. We see banks going after these folks, you know, and so you see this level of activism in the country, and you see the threats that are made, where the lawsuits and the org- advertising to try and hurt people that are connected to guns, try and hurt companies that are connected to guns in some way, to hurt them financially. So you see this go on, and so there's this perception that it can be very costly for you if you don't crack down hard on the gun stuff. And I don't think that these companies can, on the flip side, none of these companies have a big commitment to our freedom. I don't think Facebook has any sort of corporate commitment to freedom of speech or to the, even the First Amendment, much less the Second. You know, they don't care about the Second Amendment. They don't care about the First. They don't care about the Fourth. They're happy to give your data to the government. So I don't, you know, I wouldn't expect that any of these companies would somehow discover a sign when it comes to the Second Amendment when they don't have a sign when it comes to the First.
Well, here's the thing about this, and I talked about this yesterday, like with Twitter right now. Devin Nunes in the House is looking at hauling Twitter in there for some of the shadow banning that's been going on as far as with conservatives. And his position right. is when they shadow ban like that, they're sort of setting themselves up as campaigning for. And in a lot of ways, because they're monetizing, they can almost set themselves up as a political action committee. So while they're out there trying to play this politically correct game and shadow ban these Republicans in their various guises, they're also setting themselves up, like I suspect Facebook probably is, of being slanted towards a political party. And then if they start giving money to political parties, which, you know, they do, and they give it to candidates, then they're sort of setting themselves up as a PAC. So they're sort of, you know, they sent Dinesh D'Souza to jail for stuff like this. You know, with the CEO of Twitter, his name escapes me right now, but how would these guys feel about going to jail? I mean, do you think they know yeah. enough about what do you think they know enough about what they're doing? Are they sitting there saying, "Well, this is show, this will make us we're heroes right now with the Pelosi crowd," and then if somebody shows up and says, "You know what you were doing, this unintended consequence makes you look like a political action committee."
You know, there's so many levels and layers of things that are going on with this. Like, I don't necessarily think that. I mean, look, Jack Dorsey. Yes, I'm sure that Jack Dorsey is very much a San Francisco liberal who probably just doesn't really care about guns and wishes they would go away and people would stop buying them.
Right.
That's the Twitter CEO. But I think that there are so many things. There are so many layers to this issue, and so much of it sounds outlandish. So let's imagine for a moment that Facebook is really trying to root out fake news, okay? And let's say that the criterion for fake news is something that is obviously completely false, not something that is like totally misleading and basically wrong. Like, for instance, to say that there have been 1,700 mass shootings since Sandy Hook. Well, no, I mean, there haven't. If you define mass shooting in a way that like nobody does. Can you get that number? But I would consider that fake news, but you see that in the headlines. But I'm talking about something like, just a totally made up story. Such and such a star is getting divorced or whatever kind of thing, or even a political story is made up. Let's say that's the criteria. Then let's say that for some reason Facebook discovers that more of those come from the right side of the spectrum than the left. Now, we can ask ourselves why that is. Does it mean that right-wingers lie more than left-wingers? Well, not necessarily. It could be that there's an organized disinformation campaign. Maybe somebody on one side is, like, running a fake news operation to make the other side look bad. This is the kind of thing that happens, right? So you could flood the zone with, like, right-wing fake news. Or you could flood the zone with left-wing fake news. And I'm just kind of I'm hypotheticalizing, right? And so then Facebook, if they decide to ban all of this stuff and they come up with some threshold and more sites on the right happen to cross it than more sites on the left, then they would buy it. So then they go and they game the threshold so that it looks more balanced. But then, you know, sites on the left will go back and say, well, you know, there's a double standard here. You're not banning Alex Jones, but yet you ban
you know, you penalize Think Progress or one of these other lefty, you know, Share Blue or something like this. And it's because Facebook is going and trying to create a balance, you know. And either way you slice it, probably in any given day or in any given period of time, one side of the spectrum is going to produce more fake news than the other side of the spectrum. The odds that both are going to split the fake news quotient that shows up on Facebook are going to split it exactly 50-50 or zero, right?
We got about a minute and 20 seconds. What about when they're banning individuals that are, say, running for office? I mean, are these guys spreading fake news? I mean, because they haven't shadow banned anybody on the Democratic side. You know, that's the issue.
That's just weird because Twitter claims they're not doing this.
Yeah, I know.
I've seen claims from Twitter that this is fake and doesn't exist. But
yeah,
then I've also seen users. I follow users who get shadow banned.
Yeah. So.
So I don't believe them that it's not fake.
That it's not fake, or that that.
Yeah, I think it's probably real. I think there's probably a real thing. And I mean, you know, is there somebody in the bowels of Twitter who is doing this to GOPers? I mean, maybe, who knows? These platforms are they're opaque, they're unaccountable. There's no transparency. There's no way to know what's going on inside them, or how they make decisions about who's shadow banned and who's not shadow banned. All that stuff is just secret.
Well, we're going to run out of time here, so we're going to do this again soon because now we're getting into some really fine stuff here. John Stokes, check him out at the Firearm Blog, firearmblog.com. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Thank you for having me.
I'll be in touch on the other thing. I'm working on the other thing right now as we speak. So, anyway.
Sounds good.
All right. Hour number two is coming up. About to be joined by Robert Patton from Sheath. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.